This is State of the State. I'm Brian Mackey, and the State of the State today is reminiscent of the Blagojevich era. Over the weekend was the summer solstice, and at that time, the Illinois General Assembly's spring legislative session officially stretched into a summer legislative session. As you no doubt know by now, Governor Bruce Rauner says he will not negotiate on a state budget until the General Assembly approves elements of his pro-business, anti-union, anti-incumbent legislative agenda. Democrats, generally being more skeptical of business, supportive of unions, and having far more incumbents than Republicans, well, let's just say they're not enthusiastic supporters of the governor's agenda. As you also probably know, the fight at the State House has gotten personal, with Rauner appearing in TV ads attacking House Speaker Michael Madigan, a Democrat. So, here we are, rapidly approaching the 4th of July, and we're still talking about legislative battles, a governor picking a fight with the Speaker, and Illinois heading toward a new fiscal year without a budget in place. Take all that together, and let me ask you a question. Does this remind you of anything? Or, more to the point, does this remind you of anyone? Yeah, right? Endless session, fighting, no budget. I'm finding it hard to escape that Blagojevich feeling. Come on, don't tell me you haven't been thinking about it too. And you know what? It's not just you and me.
It is true that there have been certain actions taken by Governor Rauner, which clearly look like the things that were done by Rod Blagojevich when he was in office, and I just don't...
This is Speaker Madigan back on May 31st. It was supposed to have been the last day of session. He was asked about the comparison, Rauner-Blagojevich, on WGN Radio. Host Rick Pearson asked the speaker to elaborate on just which of Rauner's actions were most Blagojevichian.
In negotiating positions and statements in these working groups that were set up by the governor, there was a clear resemblance to the Blagojevich tactics. And I know that Governor Rauner is concerned about that. You know, he has said he does not want to be viewed as another Blagojevich.
No, I would think Rauner would most certainly not want to be viewed as another Blagojevich. To be fair, Madigan did credit Rauner for his decision to not call special sessions, as Blagojevich did again and again and again, particularly in the long budget overtime summer of 2007. But take a step back, and there are definite parallels. Blagojevich and Rauner both took office after the other party had long controlled the executive branch. Both men proposed far-reaching agendas that did not sit well with the majority of legislators, a pro-business anti-union platform in Rauner's case, and a massive expansion of health care and a broad new business tax from Blagojevich. And finally, both men are populists. They use the same sort of language in an attempt to portray themselves as fighting the Springfield establishment.
Right now, there's an ongoing battle for the future of Illinois. It's the insiders, it's the political class against the working families, homeowners, small business owners of the state.
And have tried to fight a system that listens to special interests and lobbyists and puts the burden on all of the troubles in our state on the backs of the hardworking people.
It's striking when you hear it strung together like that, but I suppose it shouldn't be surprising. Most political populism in America has a limited, poll-tested, focused, grouped vocabulary. The formula is simple. Attack
the insiders, it's the political class,
special interests and lobbyists,
while extolling the virtues of
the hardworking people,
the working families, homeowners, small business owners of the state.
Of course, evaluating a Rauner-Blagojevich comparison based on these sort of inanities is of limited value. The phrases are like beige paint, inoffensive, ubiquitous, and what you're supposed to do if you want to appeal to the broadest possible audience. So what about the decision of both men to focus a great deal of energy on attacking the Speaker of the House? With Rauner, it's been in the form of repeated statements to the media and a rare off-year TV advertising campaign.
Mike Madigan and the politicians he controls refuse to change. They're saying no to spending discipline, no to job-creating economic reforms, no to term limits. All they want is higher taxes, again.
In the case of Blagojevich, he said he believed removing the speaker was the only way to make progress on his top issues, and even thought he could get then-President-elect Obama's help to do it.
You know, one of the good things you cut with Obama is you go in there, intervene with that chairman of the party, get rid of him, and get him ousted as speaker so we can get Democratic done.
That was from an FBI wiretap, and I know it's hard to hear. Basically, Blagojevich wants to oust Madigan as both chairman of the Democratic Party and Speaker of the House, so Blagojevich could, quote, get Democratic done, close quote. Before we get too far down the rabbit hole, it's worth noting that there are also plenty of stark differences between the men. For one thing, they have dramatically different policy priorities. Rauner has railed against unions comprised of government employees and has made moves to try to weaken them. Blagojevich, on the other hand, presided over an expansion of unionization in state government, specifically in the form of state-funded home health care workers. Then there's the money question. Rauner has tremendous personal wealth, whereas Blagojevich seemed to be, how would you say it, quite preoccupied with his finances? And though it should go without saying, Blagojevich is a convicted felon, while no one is suggesting anything of the sort with Governor Rauner. So why does this matter? Why spend so much time on a disgraced politician, even if it is the four-year anniversary of his conviction for political corruption? No less an eminence than former Governor Jim Edgar dismissed the Blagojevich question as part of the usual political sparring. He likens it to Rauner's accusation that Madigan and Senate President John Cullerton profit from state government in their private law practices.
Madigan compared him to Blagojevich, and he made some reference to their character. I mean, all that is, that'll happen in the heat of battle.
But I respectfully dissent. There is a value in thinking about precisely which aspects of the Blagojevich way were most damaging to Illinois government. And personally, I rank his ridiculous scheme to sell President Obama's Senate seat pretty far down the list. Far worse than his corruption was Blagojevich's refusal to acknowledge the reality of the state's financial situation. He reportedly once hid in a bathroom to avoid having to hear bad news from his budget director. Rauner has certainly paid lip service to acknowledging Illinois' fiscal shambles, but he's been secretive about how far he'd be willing to go in balancing spending and raising taxes. The bullet points he distributed during the campaign wouldn't raise nearly enough revenue. He's hired an advisor closely aligned with the disproven supply-side economic hypothesis, and his budget proposal this year simply imagined $3 billion in savings. It's also worth remembering that Blagojevich so poisoned his relationship with legislators that many refused to take him at his word, demanding written legal agreements in lieu of traditional handshakes. It remains to be seen whether Rauner can cut deals with the legislators he's simultaneously calling crooks and liars, or whether he even really wants to. In the worst way, Blagojevich was among Illinois' more influential modern governors. Long after he's out of prison, citizens and taxpayers will still be reckoning with his legacy. And as for Rauner, well, we'll just have to wait and see. You've been listening to State of the State. I'm Brian Mackey.
And so I'll leave you with this poem by Tennyson, which goes like this. Though we are not now the strength which in old days moved earth and heaven, that which we are. One equal temper of heroic hearts, made weak by time and by fate, but strong in will to strive, to seek, to find, and not to yield. Thank you.